Oh,
Jillian said when she realized what had happened to her sister. A blood-red mark was forming on Sally's cheek, but Jillian was the one who started to cry.
You horrible thing, she said to the drugstore girl. You're just horrible.
Didn't you hear me? Get me your aunts.
Or at least that was what the drugstore girl tried to say. But no one heard a word. Nothing came out of her mouth. Not a shout or a scream, and certainly not an apology. She put her hand to her throat as though someone were strangling her. But really, she was choking on all that love she thought she'd needed so badly. Sally watched the girl, whose face had already grown white with fear. As it turned out, the girl from the drugstore never spoke again. Although sometimes she made little cooing noises, like the call of a pigeon or a dove, or when she was truly furious, a harsh shrieking that wasn't unlike the panicked sound chickens make when they're chased and then caught for basting and broiling. Her friends in the choir wept at the loss of her beautiful voice, but in time they began to avoid her. Her back had become arched, like the spine of a cat who has stepped onto a burning hot coal. She couldn't hear a kind word without covering her ears with her hands and stamping her foot like a spoiled child. For the rest of her life, she'd be followed around by a man who loved her too much, and she wouldn't even be able to tell him to go away. Sally knew the aunts would never open the door for this client of theirs, not if she came back 1,000 times. This girl had no right to demand anything more. What had she thought? That love was a toy? Something easy and sweet just to play with? Real love was dangerous. It got you from inside and held on tight. And if you didn't let go fast enough, you might be willing to do anything for its sake. If the girl from the drugstore had been smart, she would have asked for an antidote, not a charm, in the first place. In the end, she had gotten what she'd wanted. And if she still hadn't learned a lesson from it, there was one person in this garden who had. There was one girl who knew enough to go inside and lock the door 3 times and not shed a single tear as she cut up the onions that were so bitter they would have made anyone else cry all night long.